Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Where is your meter right now? We'll call it the panic meter. 0-5, zero, no concern about this game. And I'm not talking about winning or losing, that it's not, you know, a massive game. It's not anywhere near must-win game. Too early in this season, you're not concerned at all, win or lose. Or 5, it's a 5-alarm fire because this is a must-win. Can't lose to the Raiders. 301-230-0980. We're keeping our eye on practice and whether or not Jaden takes the field for practice. Again, my hunch is probably not, but we will know for sure coming up here shortly. Ben Standig will join us at 11:30. Quinn will talk sometime in the 12 o'clock hour, and we'll carry that live. So for me, Max, I'm at a 3 on this game. It's week 3, and more times than not, I would be, unless they were 0-2, I would be, look, there is so much football to be played, and we have no idea how this team will evolve. And the starting quarterback, perhaps, and I would guess, isn't going to play on Sunday. But I'm at a 3 because the bottom line is, whether Jaden's in the game or not, 1-2 puts them in a... Then, you know, in a situation where the next two games, they'd have to win one of them. You know, they'd really, really desperately need one of those games because a 1-4 start in the NFC. By the way, the AFC right now, the NFC is 5-1 head up with the AFC. Okay. There was one win, Jacksonville's win over Carolina in week 1. The NFC has been really good. And there's a chance it's going to continue to be good. Remember last year, 10-7 did not get Seattle in. 11-6 was the last team in, the Packers. They were the 7 seed. Washington was the 6 seed at 12-5. And Minnesota was the 5 seed at 14-3. You know, if you lose on Sunday and you're staring 1-4 as a possibility because you could be an underdog in the next two games, although the look-ahead line for the Atlanta game, Washington, is a 1.5-point favorite, but that could change, obviously, if they were to lose on Sunday. But, you know, now 9-8, you know, fighting to get back to a winning record, you know, probably wouldn't be good enough. You know, it just wouldn't be. There's a lot of football to go. I get it. Injuries will play a major part in everybody's season. But I kind of feel like on the panic meter, this is, you know, this isn't a 5. They're going to play the season if the other 14 games. If they lose, they're going to have a chance to get back into it, especially if Jaden's not playing on Sunday. And I wouldn't even put it, you know, close to a 5 out of 4, but it's also not a 0. You know, I got it at a 3. I think this is a big game. They need this one. It's not over if they don't get it, but they should be playing with a level of urgency and a level of desperation of, you know, the team that needs it more. You know, often in this league, because, you know, the rosters are so close, everything's so close in this league. It's why it's week to week. And sometimes the team that's got more to play for in that given week, and I think Washington's got a lot to play for here. You know, this is not an expected opportunity for the Raiders to take advantage of on a short week playing a team with, you know, a bye week, you know, rest period. You know, this is, you know, tough going west to east, 1 o'clock kick. Washington needs to get this game. I've got it at a 3. I think this, I would not want to be sitting here on Monday morning having to talk everybody off the ledge at 1-2 heading to Atlanta. And the Falcons might be 2-1. And then, you know, having a game against the Chargers a few weeks later, who easily, very easily, could be at that point 4-0. They've got the Broncos at home and they got the Giants on the road in week 4. So they could be a 4-0 football team. So I got it at a 3. My panic meter is, you know, almost dead center at a 3. What about you, Max?
So my panic meter is a little bit higher than yours. I'm putting it at a 4 just because, like you said, when you look ahead at this schedule, you go to the Falcons, who might have a really, really like stout defense. And then the Chargers, like you said, 4-0. Justin Herbert does not show any signs of slowing down yet. It's paramount that you come away from this one with a win. I'm going to believe in the Marcus Mariota revenge game. But yeah, got a win on Sunday. My panic meter, 4.
Ben Standing, by the way, just a few seconds ago tweeted out, Jaden Daniels is not here for the start of practice. Players are still coming out, but the quarterbacks are on the field. As I said from the beginning of the show, very strong hunch, strong lean that Marcus Mariota is going to be the starting quarterback on Sunday and Jaden will be out. And I think within the hour, we may know for sure. Because if he doesn't take the practice field, Quinn essentially told Nikki Jabala 2 days ago that if he doesn't practice this week, he's not playing. And I think that they would rule him out today. You know, there could be a competitive advantage to keep it up in the air, but he's already given you the big tell, which is he's got to practice. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Where's your panic meter right now? 0 concern about this game, win or lose. It's still too early in the season. Good chance that Jaden isn't going to play in the game. Or is it a 5? Is this a must win? Is this a code red must win game? Max is at a 4. I'm at a 3 because, you know, the NFL, we see it far too much, you know, often every year. You count teams out. You can't do it this early in the season. And if he doesn't play, I do think there is a chance they could lose this game if he doesn't play. But, man, it would put them in a bind early in the season at 1-2. Not only that, you know, the context of it would be if they do lose on Sunday, more likely than not, they didn't play well, you know, against that team. I guess it's, you know, there's a chance that it's a high quality, high level game and both teams play exceptionally well and the Raiders eke out, you know, a 27-26 win. And we feel a little bit better about certain things, but more likely than not, if they lose, it would be a second consecutive game of not feeling good about the result or what we saw on the field. And yeah, I mean, heading to Atlanta, they're much better defensively than they've been. They can really run the football. And then the Chargers, that would, I'll tell you one thing, the Falcons and the Chargers, those two road games, you'd have to get one of them. Because 1-4 in the NFC this year, of course you could recover from it, absolutely could, but it would be a big hill to climb. Jalen, go ahead. Where are you on the panic meter as far as Sunday's game goes?
Good morning, Kevin.
What's up, Jalen?
So I'm at a four right now, and I just feel like last week was the worst performance that we've seen in quite a while. I know that's, you know, a little bit something different that we're not, you know, usually accustomed to seeing, but I just want the team to come out with a sense of urgency. We're at home, got extra time to prepare for the opponent, and not to mention, you know, they're coming all the way from the West Coast on a short week. And this opponent, you know, just be somebody that we should beat, you know, considering like the talent level that we have on our roster. And
right.
I want to see a Carolina type performance, like the game that we had against Carolina last year. I think that's the type of game that I want to see us play. I want to see us come out strong on both sides of the ball, just playing with a sense of purpose and to just try to get our confidence back, especially if we're looked upon throughout the league as a contending team to get back to the championship game and to even get to the Super Bowl. This is a game that we have to win, and there's no excuses for why we can't and why we shouldn't.
Remember this about that Carolina game. Carolina had, first of all, an injury to Andy Dalton, or Bryce Young, and Andy Dalton came into the game. They had the pick six with Fowler Jr. Was it Fowler Jr. that had the pick six?
Yes.
Or was it Luvu?
It was Dante.
And then on the drive, when they had the ball for the first time, you know, Jaden had the 50-yard run that he got hurt on, that he injured his ribs on, and they kicked the field goal. They had a 10-0 lead in that game when Marcus Mariota came in. And it was a not very good Carolina team. Look, the Raiders may be off as well because of the setup for this, the net rest advantage, the west to east, all that. They may stink too. And if they do on Sunday, you're damn right. They got to take advantage of it, and they got to take care of it like they did the Carolina game. Although, let me just tell you right now, I'll take anything. I'll take 20-19. You know, get to 2-1. Let's get healthy. In some areas, they're not going to get healthy. G from the shop, where are you?
I think, honestly, we should have did this after this game with the numbers ranking.
We can do it again.
Because I feel like this game is a measuring stick game. Like, this where you know it's only game three, but this where you know where your team at, with or without Jaden. You know what I'm saying? Because, like you said, they got to come over here to the East. They just played a team that came from overseas and beat the brakes off of them. They got a new staff that's really trying to get to know each other and get some rhythm themselves. We're the better team. We at home on a long week of preparation. This is the type of team that we should beat. That's why I say it's a measuring stick game, and to let us know how good our team and our coaches is coming off of L like we did the other day, you know?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best.
We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, I mean, I think the caveat to that, G, is if Mariota, and I think he will be, I think there's a really strong possibility he will be, if he's the starter and we don't have our best player on the field, then, you know, how do you measure that?
With Mariota, that's why I liked it when we got him. We ain't got to switch up our game plan too much. One thing we do got to do is have a better game plan than we prepared last week. Because we look unprepared as coaches. The receivers wasn't getting open. People talking about Jaden was holding on to the football too long. People need to get open. Our defenses need to know what we're doing. And I think that long week of preparation, this shows us where we are. Because we've been so bad as a team for the years. Like, this will show us the change really true? Are we believing, like, this is the game we should look good? We at home? Long week? This, what's funnier to me seeing is you having Jay Gruden on talk about other coaches, man. That's hilarious. He called Pete Carroll a hand-clapping son of a gun that motivates. Yeah, hey, Jay Gruden, you do got to motivate your players when you coach, something that you never did. That's hilarious, man. He said, I'm not going to bash Chip Kelly. But no, I haven't been a fan.
Yeah.
Man, this
it's why I love Jay. Jay is a total guy's guy, and he tells you exactly how he feels. Look, he's been in the league forever. His brother's been in the league forever. They know everybody. They know, you know, they got a good sense of it. How about him talking about Deshaun? You know, he's told me that before, that Deshaun was definitely one of the smartest guys that ever played for him. That, you know, it was very much sort of an act that, you know, that he wasn't that, and that he wasn't invested and he wasn't smart. But there were just things that Deshaun did not want to do. He did not want to block anybody.
Look, I fell asleep in film study too. But when it came time to perform, I was busting my butt and I was high IQ like Deshaun, you know? So it's a lot that goes into this coaching, man. And especially when you got a resume like Deshaun Jackson and you know how to communicate to the young fellas. Oh, no, it's easy to follow.
Yeah. And communication, man. Like, see, and by the way, I bet you coach. Clinton is a very – I bet you he is a good – I always thought Clinton could be a really good coach.
You said it, man. And tell Jay Gruden what I said, man. He was a horrible communicator.
I'll talk to you. Actually, Jay was a good communicator. He was just much more of what they call in the trade a player's coach, where he'd let a lot of guys slide. Deshaun, you don't have to do what you don't want to do.
No, all right. No, negative. Because players' coaches, your players, if you're a real player's coach, your players respect you. And I didn't.
I think that's wrong. I think his players liked him and respected him, especially as an offensive mind.
It would
be nice for them to have a defensive coordinator at some point when he was there.
It'd be great to have a beer with, but terrible to be my son's coach.
See ya. Fred in Southeast. Fred, where are you on the panic meter?
Man, hey, Kevin, this show, I listen every day.
Thanks, man.
I'm at a Vivo, man. At a Vivo. And the reason is because just last week, we were all talking about Super Bowl aspirations.
Yeah.
So now, a week later, we come in and we're talking about the Raiders team. Come on, man. Kevin.
It's the NFL. It's the NFL, Fred. It changes every week, man. 2 weeks ago, I was sitting here picking them to go to the Super Bowl. I haven't given up on that. It's too early to give up on that.
Right, exactly. So, Kevin, so to go a week later and with a backup quarterback in Mariota that they was adamant about bringing back. Man, if you got a backup quarterback that can't beat a struggling Raiders team at home, then in the words of Dennis Allen, they are who we thought they were. If we can't beat the Raiders,
well,
a good team. They may have to beat the Raiders
without their starting quarterback, without their starting blocking tight end, without their number two wide receiver, without their defensive end that they brought in to be a big-time edge-setting run stopper. You know, there's nothing that impacts a game or a season more than your best players' availability or lack thereof. Thanks, Fred. Appreciate it. Let's go to Billy in Chantilly. Where are you on the panic meter? Zero, no concern if they lose Sunday. Five, it is a must game. They got to win this game.
Kevin, first off, is there any moment in time where you would suggest as a caller, and I do, you know, I'm a longtime caller, that I would have to always agree with everything you say, or that could potentially be banned, or are we going to keep these airways, opinionated and focused on football team?
Yeah, the latter, Billy.
The latter. Okay. Good. Yeah. For our listeners, the young listeners out there, I would say for this game, Kevin, and you, I'd like your opinion on this. Crosby is the closest thing you'll ever see, not performance wise, to Lawrence Taylor effort-wise on the football field. That was what Lawrence Taylor looked like.
That's right. It just never everywhere. It never was anything other than full speed times two, if that's even possible.
What a joy it was, even though he was in our division, to watch Lawrence Taylor.
He's the greatest player of our lifetime, Billy. The best player I've ever watched in our lifetime is LT.
And Crosby's got an effort that way.
Yeah,
I'm at a six.
He's not as good, but
I'm at a six. I think after 10 days
six wasn't an option.
Well, 100% plus
Billy.
One
it's next. Really easy. It's 0 to 5. Five. You're in full
I'm
panic right now. They've got to win this game. It's code red. Why?
It's code red.
Why?
I had them at 17-0 and winning the Super Bowl. You had 10 days off. They're coming west. I don't care if Jaden's in or not. The whole Jaden thing is the future's not as bright as I thought it was. You know, you got to be out there when you're a professional football player, and he's now had the rib injury and now the knee injury. And my whole view of the future of the team is if you can't keep Jaden upright, you know, it's not the same as if he's out there. You got to be healthy and playing. So it's a code red. It's a five. It's must win. And we better smoke him.
You know, you have major, you know, I don't think I'd call them mood swings, but my God, based on the day, you can be, I mean, you just went from, you know, as recently as early in the week, the greatest quarterback that's ever lived, 17-0, even after a loss, you were still predicting 17-0, even though it's not possible, to now you're not sure about Jaden. Have you been diagnosed with anything?
Billy ran away. He's gone.
Billy ran away?
He ran away.
He doesn't run away. I think we got rid of him.
I didn't hit that button as many times as I wanted to.
DC Clay, go ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, I call it a five, and right now my hand is on a red button.
Oh,
and the reason is simple. We have two swinging gates on the offensive line. Even in the Giant game, Coleman and Connerly were the worst performers on offense, according to Pro Football Focus. And what happened on Thursday, because they weren't given enough time to correct their problems pass protecting, Green Bay exposed a huge problem that we have. We have two swinging gates, and secondly, I didn't know Jaden Daniels didn't know how to slide still. When are we going to correct the obvious?
Well, he does know how to slide. He does know how to slide.
So why doesn't he? Why doesn't he, Kevin?
Well, this is, we've had this conversation this week. Part of protecting himself is on him. There's no doubt about it. He seems to enjoy contact, number one. Number two is he's young and he feels like, you know, he can take on anybody. And more importantly, he can, you know, make somebody miss. And when he doesn't, he's going to get tackled. First and 10, second quarter, 10-10 ball game, you know, scrambles left. There's a chance to get 9 or 10, but he's going to get contacted, or there's a chance to get out of bounds at 5. You got to choose getting out of bounds at 5. These are the things that are going to minimize the hits on him, and we want to see that, because I think if we don't, we're going to be in this position. There's always a chance he could get hurt taking a few hits. We know that in football, but he's got to minimize those hits. I'm with you. He is capable of sliding. We've seen it before, and he's certainly capable with his speed of getting to the sideline and getting out of bounds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
During a meaningless preseason game,
I know that
he chose what, Kevin? To die for a touchdown that didn't even matter.
Yeah.
So I appreciate his youthful exuberance. That's why my kids love the dude. Me, yeah. I get PTSD. I see RG3. But I'm just going to say this, and then I'll listen to you, because I appreciate the fact that you give us an opportunity to speak. And I love free speech as well. And we need to say that as loud as we can. But anyway, the point is this. If you have a Brandon, a Coleman issue and a Connolly issue, and you've got studs waiting to play, and we're not giving them that chance against not just the Raiders. Who's their head coach? Pete Carroll.
He's got national championships. He's got, he almost won back-to-back national championships and back-to-back Super Bowl championships if it weren't for
a pick at the goal line when they shouldn't have been throwing the football.
He should have handed that ball to Marshawn Lynch.
Yes, he should have.
And he would have been the only coach in history to achieve that. So all I just want to say to everybody in the DMV, you better show up and you better show out because the team needs every one of us. Whether or not Kevin believes it's alive or not, we still need to show up and show out. Kevin,
thank you, Clay. Appreciate it. Let's go to Mark in Chevy Chase. Mark, where are you? Where's your panic meter right now?
Hey, Kevin, my panic read is at a zero. Like the other caller said, I'm just not very concerned this early in the season that we can't work out the glitches. But I will say this, on defense, we need to read run and we need to cover the players out of the flat. Is this quarterback we're playing this week? Is he a running quarterback?
Geno's not a running quarterback, no, but he's certainly not immobile. He's capable of making plays with his legs.
Right. If we can contain their halfback and their quarterback, I think we're going to have a very good day. I will say, I believe we beat Las Vegas in 2020, and I believe we beat them the time before. That was like a Sunday night game or a Monday night game.
Yeah, that was back in 2017. Yep.
Yeah, thanks. And this got to be said that the last game was a stinker, was an all-time stinker, reminded me of that old owner's team. So hopefully this game we don't throw up another Snyder stinker, I'm calling
hope
them.
You're right, Mark. So, hope you're right. Good call. Right. Appreciate it. Let's go to our guy Mark in Largo. Where are you? Zero, no concern one way or the other. Five, this is must win.
Kevin, I'm at zero. Kevin, why are you sounding like this, man? My God. I'm at zero. You sound like, oh,
why am I sounding what, like what, Mark?
Are you like, Mark?
What am I
are
sounding
you
like what?
Zero fun. Come on, Kevin. Kevin, look. If they run the damn ball, they'll be fine.
Okay.
This is about Cliff, man. I know you love them throwing the ball, Kevin. I know you just have...
What are you talking about, Mark? It was one of my top things out of last week. They needed to try to run the football.
Well, yes. If they can run the ball, they should make a note. Run the ball between 20 and 25 times.
Mark, where are you? Are you? You're zero. No concern, right?
No concern at all.
No concern. This is not a big game one way or the other. If they lose, it's not a big deal at all.
It's a huge game. Look, let me tell you.
Hold on here.
Okay.
You just said it was a zero. That means you're saying it's not a huge game. You're not worried about the result of this game. The question is this a must-win five, or is this absolutely benign win or lose zero? You said zero, and then you said a huge game. Which one is it?
They'll win the next game.
I'm not asking for the prediction. That comes later. Is this a must-win game? Do they have to get this one?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
You got to win this thing.
Yeah,
because
you're at what? A 3, 4, or 5, right? Not a zero. So you basically agree with me.
For them to win. It's important for them to win this game.
Yeah, okay. So we're in agreement, actually.
I think they will win the game.
Yeah.
Look, the Raiders got a short week this week, and that's what a lot of people don't realize. The Raiders are coming east.
Yep, mention that maybe 100 times this week. And we all know where Las Vegas – not everybody does, but most people know Las Vegas. To get to Washington, they've got to go east.
You love busting my chops, don't you?
Well, you're uncoachable. Always. You jump on me at the beginning, and the bottom line is you agree with me. I think this is a big game too.
Kevin, I love you, man. I mean, look, I'm just saying, Kevin – I think we're over-exaggerating. Look, I understand, the last caller who said, or the callers before last said, Laramie Tunsil and Brandon Coleman need to get better at pass protection. They will. A lot of people have to take a chill pill. This offensive line has only played together for about 2 weeks, fully noted. And it's going to change come October 5th when we beat up on the Chargers. Hopefully the Chargers come in that game undefeated. Jaden comes back. Jaden humiliates Justin Herbert. Like
I didn't ask you to play out the rest of the season for us. So you think this is a huge game. You think it's a huge game. I'm in agreement with you. Average minds think alike. All right, I got to get to some other calls. Sabah, Sabah's got a really interesting take, Max tells me. Go ahead, Sabah.
Okay, Kevin. And hey, Mark from Largo. I like when we disagree and still respect each other. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, here we go. I think that we actually have a better chance of winning with Marcus Mariota. You know, I was not a fan of his when I'm one of those, raised my hand, that did not like the signing.
You think they've got a better chance with Marcus Mariota because Jaden's hurt? You don't want to see him playing hurt.
Jaden doesn't have his fastball, and he knows it. He is not playing confident. Teams are not letting him run. And so he's holding the ball, getting hit, a la the guy in Cincinnati, Joe Burrow. I'm off of him. I'm tired of these guys who get hurt, and we have to treat them like porcelain little dolls. That ain't going to work. And so I think Marcus Mariota
didn't run against the Packers. He had 68 yards rushing in the opener against the Giants.
Right, but he held the ball. He wouldn't get rid of it. He held the ball just like Burrow. They held the ball. They don't get rid of it. They get hit. They get hammered. Get rid of it then. There is a way quarterbacks can protect themselves like the Branding and the Mannings do. And even Russell Wilson. He would always avoid that hit. He would get out of bounds or run it.
So
or, you know.
Your concern level for Sunday is what?
Minimal, like a 2 or 3, because I think we have a better chance. We're on so much more.
I know, but the nature of the game, is it a big game? Is it must win, or is it? It's just too early for it to be a must win.
It's not a must win. It's too early to tell. Okay. Everything. Listen, you're talking about injuries. You're giving us all these excuses about injuries. Well, look what Detroit had when we played them.
I'm not
they
giving
had
any
no
excuses.
Defensive people.
I just think the team's saying, better with Jaden Daniels and Marcus Mariota.
We're without this and we're without that. Listen. The bottom line is ask how the NFL works. And I want my quarterback to be upright and know how to play the game the right way. This is why I don't like these running guys that keep getting hit. So if he's going to get hit, I've said this before, people hate me for it. If he's going to get hit, and let us know now, because I don't want to pay guys second contract and they end up like Joe Burrow, never on the
You're
field.
The best.
Never
You're
on the
so
field.
Good.
Okay.
This is one of your better calls in recent weeks. And by the way, some of it is commonsensical. Because he cannot continue to take these shots. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
But the idea that you think they're better off with Mariota on Sunday than Jaden, that is definitely, I would guess, a minority opinion. But you're not afraid of those at all, which is why, you know, we tolerate you. We like Sabah sometimes. Mike Mount Airy, finish it up for us. Hurry up.
Hey Kevin, this game is a 5. We got totally outcoached last week on both sides of the ball. We've had ample time to prepare. We've got to show that we are prepared to coach, that we are prepared to play, that our backup quarterback is prepared to play. It's a must win. We should win. But we've got to prove that we can recover from that abominable game last week. It's a 5.
It's a 5. Code red. He finishes it up. Has to win on Sunday. Yeah, it'd be nice to not only win, but to feel good about the win. The news is coming fast. It does really appear as if Jaden Daniels will be out on Sunday. Adam Schefter indicating that right now as well. Ben Standing will jump on with us next. He'll have an update. Who's out there? Who isn't on this final practice before the game Sunday? And then we will carry some of Quinn's press conference next hour. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. All of our football talk on this show brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.